Now, last time that you were here, Margaret, you were talking about the Shire Hall tragedy. And this week you're going to be looking in quite a different vein at William Harvey, a physician.
Yes, William Harvey. William Harvey, a physician, a discoverer of the circulation of the blood.
Right.
So we've probably all got reason at one time or another to be grateful to him. He's associated with Hempstead in Essex. And Hempstead has basically got two men who are its claim to fame. One is Dick Turpin, of course, who was born there. And the other is William Harvey.
Mm.
And no two men could have been more different.
Absolutely.
Sadly, William Harvey did not spend a lot of time at Hempstead. Mm. The family home was at Hempstead. It no longer exists.
Mm.
It burnt down in a fire in 1900. But William Harvey specifically asked in his will to be buried at Hempstead in the family grave. And that's exactly what happened. And if you go to the church at Hempstead, you will also see a memorial bust. So we do have an idea of what Harvey looked like. He was born in 1578. He wasn't born in Hempstead. He was actually born in Kent, as far as we know. And he decided to follow a career in medicine. He went to college, he studied medicine, and he qualified as a doctor at the age of 24. He became, at a very young age, the president of the College of Physicians. It wasn't the Royal College of Physicians then. And he also worked as a surgeon at St Bartholomew's Hospital. His studies, however, were very much about the circulation of the blood. And it's said that he was such a modest man that even when he discovered that the heart is the prime mover, instigator of the blood moving round the body, even when he discovered this and was happy with his researches, he kept quiet for 12 years while he was checking and rechecking his facts to make sure that he'd got the information right. He was such a modest man and didn't want to announce that he'd made this wonderful discovery until he felt he was absolutely confident of everything he was saying.
Unlike today, where everybody comes out straight away.
Exactly. Yeah. Nothing could have been more different. He wrote other books and papers on medical matters. It's estimated that he wrote between 20 and 30 medical books. Eventually, because of the work that he'd done and his relatively high profile, he was offered a position as royal surgeon, which he took. But the Civil War broke out in England, and as a physician, he was deeply, deeply opposed to being attached to the military during the Civil War. He felt that his job was to save life rather than to treat men who had been wounded in battle by other men trying to take their lives. So he found it very difficult to resolve the dilemma of being called physician. On one hand, it was a great honour, and he recognised that it was a great honour. On the other hand, he was torn because being a court physician involved attending the monarch when the monarch went to review his troops, and he was deeply opposed to any form of warfare. Eventually, he decided that he would retire back to Hempstead, and that's exactly what he did. And that is where he is buried in the churchyard and where we can find him. But a very interesting man, and a man who the medical profession of today obviously have still got cause to be grateful for his researches and his findings.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
So, what is the subject next time?
Well, next time I'd like to look at a man called Colonel Francis Whitmore of Alsett.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.